This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Man, 150 people in here. Thank you so much. I love it. I love it. Man, last week Eric spoke on the parable of the two sons. And this week we're going back to Matthew. If you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. And we're going to be looking at a familiar thing that we've talked about over the years. But the rich young ruler, Matthew chapter 19. Now, the same story is told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Roughly the same thing. Six or seven verses cover the same story that we'll be talking about. It's in Mark chapter 10. It's in Luke chapter 18. But today we'll be going out of Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 through 22. And I was going through, kind of as I was talking today, that this is where we can lose Christ in our life, is that day in and day out activities. And it was in those day in and day out activities that I reflected several weeks ago. And I thought, man, I was at work and I was doing the day in and day out stuff that I have to do at work. I have to plug in numbers. I have to compare numbers. I have to look at numbers. And I thought, oh, this is fun stuff. Not. But it's part of the job. And so I thought to myself, am I doing all that I can and being all that God wants me to be? Of course, I said yes. Not really. I said no, I'm not. And maybe you guys have thought to yourself the same thing and thought, am I doing all that I can? And if you answered yes, you lied to yourself or you were deceived and didn't know any better, that God has so much more for you to do. And so I don't want to dwell on, oh my gosh, where's our shortcomings necessarily? But at the same time, day in and day out, we have to look for those. Because it's that day in and day out that can erode our faith away. Can erode our journey away. Can erode our knowledge or our desire to seek out Christ in the day-to-day activities that we do. And I thought every now and then somebody comes and says, hey, I hear you're a pastor. Yes, I am. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, okay, thank you. And sometimes they want something. Sometimes they need counseling. And we'll talk about that in a little bit here. But in Matthew chapter 19, the rich young ruler says this in verse 16. It says, now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And it's interesting in the other Gospels, it says, what must I do that I may inherit? And I like that word inherit because this guy thinks, I can inherit that if I just keep hanging around. But this one says, what must I do that I shall have eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? Jesus responded and said, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Of course, the young man responded and said to him, all these I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? And many of us may think the same thing. We may think, I've done this all my life. What do I lack? Now, whether he did or didn't, I don't know. That's not necessarily the point. But he says, what do I lack if I've done these? What am I missing? And Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go. Sell what you have and give to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven and come follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Man, what a story. Got this rich young ruler, and even this guy can't get into heaven. He tries and tries and tries, and he doesn't know what to do. So let's go back to the beginning. He said, what must I do? He knows that there's got to be something I can do. And Jesus responds, and he said, hey, you've got to keep the commandments. If you keep the commandments, you'll be fine. Okay? He doesn't say you'll be fine, but he says, keep the commandments. The rich young ruler responded legally and said, oh, I've done all those things. And Jesus responded with 18 and 19 saying, well, you need to follow these commandments. I've done that. Great. Okay. Love your neighbor. Great. Okay. But what Jesus is saying, listen carefully, because he's not saying if you follow the commandments, you're going to heaven. Is that going to get us salvation? No. No, it's not. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works. Why? Lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we know that the works or following the commandments are not going to get us into heaven. That's not our salvation. But Jesus was saying, you have to follow these commandments. Great, I've done that. Now, again, the young man thinks, I know the law, I followed it. That gets back into the Old Testament. There was the law, and people had to follow that law, and it became so important to learn and know and follow the law. Then this guy came, and he said, oh, there's this different thing through grace and mercy. Everyone has access to the Father, but only through me. And he went to the cross to prove that point. I can get off this thing, but it is not the will of my Father. So he said, I've got to stay here. My gosh, what kind of God is this? 3 years he's doing his ministry. What would happen if he had several more years? Jesus could be almost as good as Billy Graham if just he had more time. God said, I can accomplish this in any amount of time. He's been here on earth for 3 years. He's doing his ministry. I've asked him to go to the cross. And he knows he has to stay there and go through that. But I've got a greater plan. You see, the grave, as I talked about a couple weeks ago when I drug that up here, the grave couldn't hold him down. When he rose from the grave, that was the key to our salvation. We've got to accept Jesus Christ. He has defeated the enemy. He has defeated the grave. He's defeated everything for us. That doesn't mean we won't go through battles. He's just won the battle. It doesn't mean that we won't have pain and suffering. It means that he's there with us. And it tells us in the Bible, as we've gone through different things in the church recently, with having to comfort one another and the loss of parents and the loss of loved ones, the Bible says, comfort those who need comfort. And it says, you can comfort them because I comforted you. And I've said that time and time again. He teaches us. He models those things for us. He brings us comfort. He brings us peace so that we could offer it to others and for others. So the commandments himself, following the commandments, wasn't his way to salvation. What must I do that I may have eternal life? He was just starting there. Hey, you've got to do these commandments. Make sure you don't do these. Oh, and by the way, love your neighbors yourself. I've done all those things. Oh, good. Okay, now we can go to step two. If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me. Sorry, I've got to do what? I'm a rich young ruler. Yeah, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and then come follow me. A couple simple steps that he's got to do. I know the law. I followed the law. But hey, these things are different. He needed the rich young ruler to give up those things that hindered him. Now, let me clarify. I've talked on this before. This isn't saying we can't have stuff. It isn't saying that we can't have riches, that we can't have money and wealth, and we can't have possessions. But it's saying they can't have us. We have to be very careful when we're stewards of those things that we are good to God. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. We had an offering a couple weeks ago that was $227. Man, hard to keep this place lit up on $227. Hang on. Okay, let's start now. Okay. Church, $227 isn't going to take care of it. It just isn't. But this isn't a message about giving necessarily. It may be for some of you, but I'm just telling you reality. $227 is not going to save the temple. Okay? What is this message about then? He needed to give up, release, avoid. You can use any number of words you want. That which was hindering him from following Jesus. For this particular guy, it was his wealth and his possessions. It may not be that for you. It may be something different. Each one of us, now listen carefully because we're not going to want to hear this. Each one of us has a little rich young ruler inside of us. We have a little rich ruler inside of us. We have things that are keeping us and hindering us from following Jesus fully, wholly, entirely. Well, I follow Jesus fully, wholly, entirely. I was having a conversation with a young man at work, and he said, it wasn't until this point that me and my wife, we gave up our life to Christ and our kids and our family and everything. I said, everything? He said, yeah. Man, that language I heard you using earlier, was that part of the thing that you gave up to Christ? Well, you know, so most things then, big decisions maybe, but not the little things. And sometimes it's those little things that are the tarnish on Christ's image. And what people are hearing or listening to or seeing. I have no doubt that he's a committed Christian, but whether it's fully, wholly, entirely or not, remains to be seen. Another man over the years has called me and struggles with addiction and drinking. He called and said, I'm a mess. I said, man, how can I help you stop drinking? He said, I just need prayer. Man, I can pray, but I was talking to someone else who has a family member that is an alcoholic, and they said, that's a cop-out. You pray to heal me, and I don't have to do the work. I don't have to go sell my possessions and give my riches to the poor and follow Jesus. You pray for me, and my problems are solved, and I don't have to do any work, and I don't have to own my actions, my choices, my thoughts, my day in and day life. The rich young ruler had the same thing. I can't give these things up. Why not? I don't know. The rich young ruler was blind to his barrier that was hindering him from following Christ. More than likely, each one of us, myself included, are blind to the barriers that are keeping us from following Christ. Because it was as I sat at work that day, thinking, I'm just going through the motions here at work. I wasn't going through the motions. I was going through the motions of the day in and day out duties or activities, tasks that I had to do. But it was in doing those things I thought, am I missing out on other things? When I'm just sitting here doing the basics, fill in the spreadsheet, do this, compare, send off results, blah, blah, blah. Am I missing other things I can and should be doing? I thought, I've got to follow Christ. How can I be a better follower? How can I be a better example? How can I be a better witness? You can be a better witness by modeling His love for others, by modeling good behavior, and or by telling people about Him. If you're not talking about Christ, it's hard to witness that way. Did you tell him all about Christ and what he's done in your life? No. No, I didn't do that. But we have this little rich young ruler inside of us that has things that we say, I can't do that, Christ. I want to follow you. I want to be obedient to you. I want you to call me your son or your daughter. At the end of life, I want you to say, well done, good and faithful servant. But will you be able to do that? Complacency, boredom, lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom, money, too much, money, too little, stuff, too much, stuff, too little. All those things impact our thought process and why we think we can or cannot follow Christ, why we can or cannot give up certain things. Well, I've become accustomed to this, so I just think. I'm thinking the rich young ruler was accustomed to being young, being a ruler, and being rich. I've said it before as we've talked about giving, but it pertains to this as well for our barriers. We may be living in, driving in, vacationing to, eating, shopping at, or whatever, our barrier. You guys have heard of the people that when they have these things, they do it, but they say, I've got all these things, I just can't enjoy it. I interviewed a guy to come work for me. He said, I make this much money, but I work so much, I can't enjoy it. So man, if you can pay me less and I have some time off, that'd be great. Then I'll have time. But guess what? Yeah, here's your job offer. Let me think about it. And in the end, what did he do? He got a raise at his other job, worked just a little bit more, and stayed there. Okay. Sometimes we're going to come face to face with the rich young ruler. And sometimes it's going to be that face that's looking back at us in the mirror. Jesus wanted the rich young ruler to follow him entirely. And he asked the same of us. He says, I don't want part of you. I remember years ago I said that. Being 50% obedient just means you're being 50% disobedient. Ooh, oh, that hurt. It's true. The focus isn't about riches or possessions. Back to the first verse I read. Now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have or that I may inherit eternal life? This story is about salvation. Adam, I've given my life to Christ. Hey, that's great. Now let's talk about the barrier from you giving your life entirely to him. What shall I do? It's about salvation. Jesus needed a commitment. Church. Friends. Today he needs the same from you and I. He needs a commitment. Our church needs a commitment. I'm simply asking today, are you doing all you can for the kingdom? As the band prepares to come up, let me rephrase that. As the band comes up, let me read the last verse that I read. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And today God is asking a sacrifice from you, whether it's your time or your possessions or your money, or your talent. He's asking for a sacrifice from you, just like he did the rich young ruler. Today, will you pray and obey? Or will you go away sorrowful? when God reveals it to you? Will you go away unchanged and sorrowful the same way you came in here today? Not that you're sorrowful, I don't mean that. I mean, coming here unchanged and said, oh, I'm just going through the day in and day out activities. Or will you allow God to impact and touch your hearts and your minds and your souls and say, I need all of you. I want you to be all in. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of the rich young ruler. Lord, we thank you that it's not about money or possessions necessarily, but this is about salvation. It's about barriers between us and you. Things keeping us apart, things keeping us away. Today, God is just asking for your commitment, just like Jesus was with the rich young ruler. Today, how will you respond? Maybe it's on your knees. Maybe it's standing up in praise and worship. That's between you and Him. But don't leave today unchanged by the story of the rich young ruler and his barrier. Lord, I ask today that you reveal those things to us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.